This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February of this year. And I tell you what, if I was handing out awards of CEO of the year, this gentleman would get it. What he's done for this company is nothing more than remarkable. We're talking about Prodex Inc. You can find them on the NASDAQ on the ticker symbol PDEX. And believe it or not, they're still considered a microcap, even though when they came on my show many years ago, around $3, $4 a share, it's all the way up to $35 a share. And with us today is the CEO and COO of the company, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and thanks for the very nice words.
You know, when you're on the show back in February, the stock was at $20. Now it's at $35. It's went up $15. Now, I know you've had some several good quarters this calendar year. You got to tell me, what's your secret sauce? What's driving this?
Well, it has been a while, but what's been happening is a lot of the stuff that you and I had talked about previously. We had a quarter ending in March and June and now September with some pretty good results. March was about a $9 million quarter, which at the time I think was a record. June, our year end, was an $11 million quarter for us in terms of sales, which was by far a record, and we finished off the year just a tick under 35 million, which was a record, the previous high being 27 million. So a really good roll. We just had a release last Thursday for our first quarter. We're just a tick under 9 million, which is still a really good quarter. What's driving it is some of the projects that you and I have been talking about finally got released and in and out of production and shipped to the outside world. The thoracic driver that we talked about, as well as another CMF application driver. And we launched those in the latter part of our third quarter, which was the March quarter, and in our fourth quarter, the June quarter. That's what drove a lot of an amazing $11 million quarter for us. We're really happy with the early returns on those products. The doctors and the surgeons seem to really like them. So it was a nice bump for that quarter. But the way our business kind of works, there'll be a large order to launch a product and get in the field. And then, 6 months to a year later, maybe a follow-on order. So that's why you'll see some spikes in our quarters. But we're already getting follow-on orders for those. Doctors like it. So things are kind of working out the way we hoped on those.
Let's stay with that. The thoracic driver, what is happening with that product now? And are you got any more products in R&D or in the pipeline?
Yes, absolutely. So it's going well. The surgeons like it. Like I said, we've already got a follow-on order for that, which is a really good sign. Our history with this customer on some launches typically might be a year till we get some follow-on orders. This one is coming in 6 months after the initial shipment. So we're really excited about that. And yeah, as we continue to, have some success here and the ability to reinvest back into business, we do have some more products that we have in development, and they are, or at least they start off as Prodex branded products. And then sometimes we'll find a partner that wants to white label them with their name, as we'll say. But we've got another CMF project that should be released in our third quarter, January-ish. We have an ENT shaver project we've been working on a long time, and we really expect that to pay off well for us, probably our fourth quarter of next year. And we had a cool thing happen since you and I last talked in May. We were granted a license from JPL NASA to help finish a design for manufacturing for a ventilator design that they have. We have that as a project going on here that we want to be building ventilators next calendar year too, and be part of the solution, whatever the solution is needed at that point, and take it from there.
Rick, you've been coming on the show now for a couple of years. That being said, we talked about it a couple of years ago about doing international sales. Have you given any thought to that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We think that, frankly, a lot of our ventilator business will be overseas. We're already starting to work with some contacts in that regard. And I think we've talked before about some of the challenges in getting approvals and CE markings and things like that. to ship some of our existing products overseas. Our customers would like that. And we've actually had a, not a breakthrough, but some significant progress in that regard, where we've gotten some feedback from the notified bodies that approve these things, got a couple more things to kind of clear up or submit, and hopefully we get that resolved pretty quickly, and we can help our customers service their customers overseas.
Now, like I said, it's been about 8 to 9 months since you've been on the show. Has there been any major developments in the company since the last time we spoke?
Yes, there have. We're excited about the ventilator project for one, but a couple other huge things. Today's Monday. So just Friday, a couple days ago, we closed escrow on a building. We bought a building for additional space and capacity to support this growth that I think everybody's starting to see, and we expect to continue. We've got some aggressive growth plans. We've been not shy about saying that. So we bought a building to help us keep up with some of this demand. So that was pretty big news in our world. And then in other news, and this was in our filing Thursday, we have a very large customer, and I think a lot of your listeners are aware that they're a major part of our business, and we had a contract that ran through 2021 with them. Since we last spoke, we've now completed negotiations and signed a four-year extension to that contract. So we are signed up with them through calendar 2025. And I know a lot of people that follow Prodex are paying attention to things like that. So I think that's a pretty important development for us, and obviously one that we're very happy about.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I meant that, you are absolutely crushing it. If I was giving out any awards this year, you would definitely be CEO of the year. That being said, Rick, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I always like to thank the people that are part of the Prodex universe and support us or interested or shareholders. I think that we're doing a pretty good job of sticking to what we said we're going to do. So I hope people will continue to hang with us or jump on the bandwagon, because, like I said, we don't plan on slowing down. We just invested in a lot of space and capacity to keep this thing going. Boy, if people have questions, they want to email us or give me a call, I'm happy to talk about the company. We're really excited about what's going on here, and I think the more people hear about it, they will be too.
My guest today has been Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO and COO of Prodex Inc. Look him up. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on maybe the first quarter of next year and give us an update.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.